This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 11th. Well, cattle markets finally got some breathing room with the grains under pressure. Feeder cattle had a nice snap to the upside, and live cattle were stronger as well. Front month lives up 220, but August feeders up 442. So it was nice to see the feeders not only have a rally during the day, but be able to hold it into the close. And of course, much of that was on corn prices being down 27 cents on the new crop, 20 cents on the old crop, and wheat under quite a bit of pressure as well. So coming up for air, the feeder cattle, after a long extended sell-off where we're just every day practically we're down for about a month, and then we stabilized over the last week and finally able to hold some gains yesterday. Live cattle have been stabilizing for 2 to 3 weeks, and they too were able to hold the gains into the close. The cash trade, however, is kind of it's still disappointing. We were at 118 last week on the Fed trade. That's unchanged on the week, still up 14 over a year ago. The dress trade at 188 was down 2 on the week, but up 28 over a year ago. Dressed weights down two pounds at 828. That's still up 8 over a year ago. Calf prices were at 144. That's down 2 on the week and up 6 from last year. Rib prices 518, up 14 on the week, down 7 from a year ago. And 90% trimmings at 246, up 3 on the week, down 26 from a year ago. Year to date, federally inspected slaughters running 4.8% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughters up 2.5%. Dressed weights are up 1.3%. And beef production is up 6.2%. That's pretty impressive, really, over last year. Of course, last year we were right in the throes of chaos from COVID and at this time. So it's kind of hard to compare to last year, but definitely I think cow slaughter running ahead, everything running ahead, because last year everything just stopped, at least for a brief period. And again, we're comparing this year to that time window of last year. The disconnect comes, however, when you look at what box beef is doing now this year and what the cash market is doing. And again, cash was down a couple bucks from the previous week, sitting at 118, but the box beef just continues just to plow higher. Up another 323 yesterday. We're sitting at 309 on the choice. Select was up 349 at 294. The spread was down 26 cents at 1535. Movement was 71 loads. So it's just relentless. Retail demand is huge. You know, normally we've already peaked by now for retail demand, but it's ramping up and it's just keeping going. And of course, the economy's reopening, restaurants reopening. There's an enormous amount of pent-up demand, whether it's going to a restaurant or just going to your backyard. There's just a lot of demand for everything, and beef certainly is part of that. But again, it doesn't translate into increased dollars for the producer. The packer is making all this, the per head profit are off the charts, but they just can't slaughter anymore. Obviously, the incentive is for them to slaughter as much as they possibly can. They don't have the capacity to do it. So we see this disconnect. We see the feedlots struggling to stay current, but at least with slaughter weights coming down a couple pounds, it would suggest that they're doing a good job of staying current. But they're front loaded for quite some time yet, and I think that's just going to keep the pressure on your live cattle market likely for the next few weeks at least, until they get into smaller numbers from smaller placements. But it's just a phenomena of the market and COVID related. And coming into COVID, the problems that slowed down packing capacity, and then coming out of COVID, the increase in demand. The packers have been the bottleneck here both times, and it's shooting beef prices sky high, but it certainly is not translating back to the cow-calf guy or the feedlot operators, unfortunately. Feeder cattle index too, still under some pressure. The average is down 68 cents at 130.15. So over the last month, we've been down almost every single day, except for one day we were up 13 cents about a week ago. That's pretty discouraging when you look at just this major decline in feeder cattle prices. And you know, when you have, well, live cattle prices aren't great, but certainly the demand for beef is there. But again, feedlots are full, they're front end loaded, they're having trouble staying current, and they're not making a lot of money. Plus, you've got a huge amount of cattle coming out of the northern plains because of the drought. That's keeping a lid on feeder cattle prices as well. And pasture conditions are a little sketchy. When you look to the northern plains, you zero in on North Dakota, 75% of the pasture condition is poor to very poor. That pretty much explains a lot of what we're seeing in the feeder cattle index right now. But Montana is at 54% poor to very poor. And of course, much of that's in the eastern part. South Dakota, 50% poor to very poor. Wyoming, 47% poor to very poor. And again, these are pasture conditions. Colorado's at 49% poor to very poor. The Central Plains, not so bad. And Nebraska is only 16% poor to very poor. Kansas, 12% poor to very poor. Texas is at 46%. So where a lot of these calves would go would likely be the Central Plains. And fortunately, there is some grass there. But this just a lot of numbers coming in. And that's pressuring the cash price. So unfortunately, normally you see early May be a high for feeder cattle, especially in good grazing conditions. But the grazing is very sketchy. And I think likely early May is going to be a low. You'll still see a turn in the seasonal window, but this year it'll be a low instead of a high. And I think with the price action from yesterday continuing to pull away from those that trading range, I think kind of confirms that as well. So I would expect to see the markets have a continuation here to the upside. Get a little more distance from the lows, but ultimately I think we'll take another leg down. So I think we've got a few more dollars to the upside, a little bit of time here, and then we'll reposition looking for another low as we get into the summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.